Good day, I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Midday News for Friday, September 9. Coming up, Federal Bureau of Investigations to set up office in Jamaica, new toll rates on the North-South Highway to take effect September 12, and plans underway to restore Fort Charlotte. The details after the break.
Farmers, researchers, entrepreneurs, come learn about opportunities to grow your business and make it climate resilient at the Climate Smart Agriculture Symposium September 13 to 14 at the Jamaica Pegasus Hotel, hosted by the Jamaica Rural Economy and Ecosystems Adapting to Climate Change JA Reach 2 under the theme Growing Agriculture and Incomes in the Face of Climate Change. Call 946-1602-3 or go to acdivoca.org/CSA Symposium to register and to learn more.
This is a public service announcement brought to you by the Court Administration Division. All jurors who served at the Corporate Area Coroner's Court between September and December 2015 are being asked to contact the court immediately at 922-829-022 or 299-4833. The numbers again, 922-829-022 or 299-4833. That was a public service announcement brought to you by the Court Administration Division.
Now the news. The Federal Bureau of Investigation, FBI, and the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms and Explosives are set to set up offices in Jamaica to assist local authorities in tackling crime. Ambassador of the United States, Luis Moreno, says the offices of both agencies will be located at the Embassy of the United States in Ligony, Kingston. Mr. Moreno says the United States views Jamaica's crime rate as a threat to its national security and will continue to invest money and effort to improve the capabilities of the country's security forces and the judiciary.
Now we're going to have our own people stationed here, which make cooperation with Jamaican security forces all that more easy. There'll be more joint law enforcement operations, more training and equipment, and yes, more extraditions.
The ambassador says the ATF is crucial as it can trace serial numbers and conduct forensic tests on guns coming through the United States and Central America in the drugs for guns trade. In the meantime, United States Ambassador Luis Moreno says he believes Jamaica can achieve its development goal of first world status by the year 2030. The ambassador says if Jamaica is able to overcome the major challenges of crime and corruption, the country's latent economical potential can be easily unleashed.
The foundation's already here. A well-integrated service sector, well-educated, industrious workforce. Reducing the burden of security and corruption, which experts estimate eat up almost 20% of businesses' budgets, will unleash the capital for investment and higher wages.
Ambassador Moreno was speaking at the Jamaica-U.S. Bilateral Relations Forum held at the regional headquarters of the University of the West Indies on September 7. The new toll rates on the North-South Highway will become effective on Monday, September 12. Minister of Transport and Mining Michael Henry says arising from ongoing discussions with the operators of the toll road, an agreement has been made to forego the increase in rates to which they are entitled at this time. According to Minister Henry, he's satisfied that the issues raised previously are being addressed. He says the operators of the toll road will remove the discount that currently obtains and implement the rates that were published at the opening of the road in March. Under the concession agreement, the toll operators are entitled to increase rates in September 2016. However, Minister Henry was able to negotiate a better rate for motorists using the corridor. And plans are underway for the redevelopment of Fort Charlotte as a tourist attraction in Hanover. Chairman of the Hanover Parish Council and Mayor of Lucy, Winter McIntosh, says the intention is to create stopover opportunities for visitors who travel through the town between Falmouth and Negril.
The area will be paved, we'll be restoring the fort, we'll be painting the cannons, putting up guardrails at the fort so that our visitors and our locals alike can go there and enjoy the ambience of Fort Charlotte. There are millions of dollars that pass through Lucy and to Montego Bay and to Negril. And we have to now create the kind of environment in Lucy to trap some of those dollars.
The mayor says the council has been in dialogue with private business owners who have pledged their support of the initiative. Fort Charlotte was built in the mid-18th century by the British during the reign of King George III. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.